Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's weird the way my brain thinks. Mm-hmm. So I hear about Kelce's injury, and it's his elbow, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was sitting right next to the elbow a month ago in Seattle. Well,
yeah.
I didn't notice anything.
Yeah.
So we got to get a doctor on real quick. Who do we have, Rick?
Dr. Jung Park, orthopedic surgeon, specializes in hand surgery for Bucks County, orthopedic specialist in Doylestown and Warrington. He deals mostly upper extremity. BucksOrtho.com/ourdoctors for more info. Angie did his med school at Penn, residency at Temple, and hand fellowship at Colorado.
Dr. Park, welcome to our show. How are you today?
Hi, great. Thanks, guys, for having me here today. It's a pleasure.
All right, Doc, how do you know when it's time to do a cleanup of an elbow?
Yeah, it really depends. So I don't know exact details about the condition that Jason Kelce was having, but I would suspect that based on the reports that it was probably due to a loose body that he may have been having on the elbow. And loose bodies usually form because there's a piece of cartilage that gets dislodged and they get enlarged. And that causes pain, especially with the range of motion. And sometimes the loose body gets stuck. And that causes the mechanical symptoms. And the decision to do a procedure to remove such a thing, it really depends on how often he gets these episodes of the pain, how severe they are, and also how long do those episodes last. So I suspect that it was to the point that was bothering him quite a bit, and that's why they decided to go with the procedure.
All right, Doc, what's the recovery time? We need him back on the field for the opener. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Being an Eagles fan myself, I definitely want him back on the field on game one. And there are a couple of things that he has to recover from. Number one is recovering from the incision itself. And the incisions are made for this type of procedures are very small. They're about 4 to 5 millimeters in length, and they only take about 2 weeks to fully heal. The other aspects are to decrease the swelling and the return of the strength and back to his previous physical strength and status, and that's a little more variable, and that could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And you know, with the amount of resources that he has, hopefully he can shorten that a lot more.
All right, Doc, I gotta get to this injury prevention program the Eagles have, because it's not working out so well so far. They got 13 men on their injured list, and I want you to hear what the Lions coach, now, unlike the Eagles, they're doing a lot of walkthroughs. They're not hitting very much. There's not a lot of contact. The practices really go over an hour and a half, often barely an hour. In Detroit, 2 hours, 40 minutes yesterday. They're hitting, they're tackling, they're doing everything, Doc. Here's their coach. I want you to hear, in the middle of this cut, he's going to talk about a study. And I want to know if you're at all familiar with this study on how to prevent injuries. Listen.
Look, here's what I got to get across, guys. I had a couple of you look at me like, what the f***, why are we going live? I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. I swear to you. And if I absolutely knew we could get to where we need to get without ever putting pads on, I'd do it. I swear to you. The studies say you got to get volume and you got to get intensity before a season comes. You have to. If you don't, I'm not getting you prepared, not only physically for injury, but also for us as a team to get better. Man, if you don't work on tackling, if we don't work on run after catch, making a move, man, what are we doing, man? Then we finally get to week 8 and we come to life because we got enough reps. But I'm telling you, honestly, I'm doing this because it actually does help you with injury if we do it the right way.
Doc, he's basically saying all this hitting will prevent injuries, not cause them. Are you familiar with any studies along those lines?
Not in particular. I am definitely familiar with the lower extremity injury reduction task force that came out in 2019, and you know, they did definitely see a spike of injuries. And we're talking about injuries that do cause severe, about 7 days of missed days from football activities, and that spike occurs right now from day 5 to 10, you know, from the preseason. So, you know, Coach Sirianni is definitely is following the guidelines from this task force, and he's definitely seeing a whole bunch of soft tissue injuries, such as groin injuries, hamstring injuries, and you know, he's seeing a lot of players that are victims of this statistics at this time of the preseason. Definitely high levels of soft tissue injuries that could limit.
Mm-hmm. How has he got 13 injuries and the Lions got 5? Just medically explain how that's happening.
I'm sorry. I don't think I have a medical explanation.
It's called bad luck.
Doc, do you think the Eagles, you're a big Eagles fan, do you think they're going to win the opener?
I definitely think so. I mean, you know, being an Eagles fan, you know, used to be disappointed, but still having high hopes.
Doc, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Do not say it to Dr. Park.
Dr. Park, I may need your pants. I'm collecting pants of people who think the Eagles are going to win because I think the Eagles are going to get pantsed on that game. But you are a phenomenal doctor, as are all the great doctors of NovaCare. Dr. Park, thank you for being a good sport and a great doctor. Thank you, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.